Power 98.7 podcast. This is Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
All right, we're battling there with a clip for a moment, but we'll get to it. We're talking about polyamory. While we sort that out, while technology decides to join us and wake up, I'll actually start my conversation with Betty, then we'll get to the talk afterwards. Betty, good morning to you. Welcome to Power Up. Thank you very much for your time.
Good morning.
Polyamory. A lot of people will hear this and think, oh dear, what is this? So perhaps you give us a sense. You've been a polyamorous for 4 years.
Yes, I have been practicing polyamory for 4 years. So I would say that polyamory, most people have actually probably heard of it, but they don't know the name of it. Mm. And that it's a form of ethical non-monogamy. And so, you know, you've heard of people who open up their relationships. And polyamory is based on the idea that you can love multiple people at one time and be involved in multiple relationships at one time. Yes.
Perhaps if you could explain ethical non-monogamy, does it then perhaps suggest that everybody involved needs to know what is going on? Is that how it works?
So, yes. So there's a in the polyamorous community, there's a very big emphasis on ethics and honesty. Because otherwise you would fall into cheating category, where obviously there is mistrust and secrecy. I mean, polyamory, in order for it to be polyamorous and ethical, everyone needs to be okay with what is going on. So, for example, let's say, you know, if I was, let's say, I embark on a relationship and I don't tell my husband about it, right? That would not be polyamory because that would be cheating. But if we have agreed that I am allowed and it is okay for me to embark on another relationship, mm-hmm. and that the person in the new relationship knows and my husband also knows about it and everyone is okay with it, that would then be polyamory.
And does knowing about it include knowing who the other person or the other people are?
Not necessarily. So there's polyamory is a bit of an umbrella term because people all practice it quite differently. There's just that emphasis on the ethical and the honesty. So some couples might want to meet the partners and everyone is friends and gets along very well. Mm-hmm. Some people might not want to know that many details and say, look, I don't want to meet the person, but that's fine. You can carry on doing what you're doing. So it all depends on the kind of rules you've created for yourselves, mm-hmm. as a couple or as an individual.
How did you get into it, Betty? How did you know that the polyamory is the lifestyle that you want to lead?
Well, for me, you know, I had grown up always feeling a bit strange and a bit like I was unusual because I'd always felt that I was falling in love with many people. And obviously society, you know, when you grow up, I thought monogamy was the only option and that I thought I was just very strange and I just had to learn how to be monogamous. And then eventually when I was in university, I met someone who told me this word, polyamory, and it sort of like this bright spark in my head went off and I realized there are all these other people like me there's an entire community of people practicing polyamory here in South Africa. And it's not just me sitting alone being strange, you know, it was like a bright spark moment. Went off for me.
Yeah. And when you say you just kind of find yourself falling in love with many people, would these just happen? Were you looking?
No, it would just happen. I wasn't looking because at the time I was trying to be monogamous. Yeah.
And that was difficult. It felt unnatural.
Yes, it was extremely difficult. It felt extremely unnatural. But I didn't know there was any other option at the time.
So right now, are you in a relationship and then seeing other people?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay.
I got married a year ago. And then I also have another boyfriend and another girlfriend personally. So I'm in three relationships at the moment.
And everybody knows each other?
Yes, everybody knows each other. My husband is also in another relationship with another woman. So, and we're all very good friends. We hang out together sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Does it ever get awkward though, Betty? I mean, if particularly if you're hanging out together and maybe you're vibing a lot more with your girlfriend and not so much with your husband,
Well, it would depend on the people involved. I think it could be potentially awkward depending on the people. For me, it is not. Mm-hmm. But obviously, there is that big, the big issue of jealousy comes up. But in polyamory, we try to make a distinction between jealousy and envy. And jealousy is the fear that someone is going to take your partner away from you. And envy is the jealousy you have of the time they are spending with someone else, right, that mm-hmm. you wish they were spending with you. So I think that if you have dealt with your issues regarding jealousy, and it's a lifelong journey for some people to deal with jealousy,
yeah.
I think that... you can reach a place where seeing your husband or your wife or your whoever, your partner, happy, in love with someone else, as well as in love with you, can actually be very beneficial for you. Because you see them, you feel happy for them because they're happy.
Mm. So why did you then decide to get married to your husband? Had you already been in the other relationships, in all three relationships before getting married?
I was, yes. It's because that I would like to have children with my husband.
Okay.
So that is the main reason why we decided to get married, and to sort of link us for life.
Right, right.
Yes.
But you could always separate at a later stage, or just, does it just make it easier to be married and have a family in that way?
I think that it's like a monogamous marriage. Yes, of course we could separate at a later stage, but we went into it with the intention of staying married for life, as I'm sure monogamous people do.
Mm.
For me, it was about wanting my children to have the same surname as me and their father, and it does make life a little bit easier, I think, sometimes when you are married. Although obviously it's up to each individual.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are the rules? In terms of how often you see the other your other partners, mm-hmm. is there a main relationship? So would that be the relationship with your husband, perhaps, or are all of them equal?
So there are two streams of thought about that. So there are some people who practice hierarchical polyamory, right? And mm-hmm. for them, your main relationship is the most important, for example. Okay, it's your primary relationship. And then the other relationships, you see them much less and you probably find them to be less important, okay? Whereas I don't do that. We follow the idea that every relationship is as important as each other, except that obviously some people you are going to be more linked with through marriage or children or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For every couple, it's different, the rules. For us, the rules have gotten very relaxed over time because we've been in these extra relationships for years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all sort of fallen into this very comfortable pattern where obviously I spend the most time with my husband because I live with him.
Mm.
But, I try to see my other partners as often as is able. But it's all about communication and figuring out your calendars. And obviously everybody has their own work commitments.
Mm.
It can be quite challenging to fit in enough time. I would say that's one of the biggest challenges towards polyamory, is finding enough time to properly give to all of your partners.
Mm-hmm. But also to build meaningful relationships, if you are busy, your schedule yes. must be tight.
Very, very tight, yes. And I think that's why I think sometimes people, when they embark on it, they think, oh, I can go on out and have five or six relationships. It's really... For some people, that might be possible, but for many, that won't be possible at all because of the time constraints.
Mm, mm.
And so I think one needs to be very, very think very hard about before adding another person to a relationship, and then really work on that particular relationship for a while before adding another person. But you see, that's just my opinion. Other polyamorists might do it differently.
Sure. How big is the community, Betty? No, we did find you through the I'm just trying to find the site again quickly. polyamory.co.za.
Yeah, www.polyamory.co.za.
Yeah. How big is it, and how diverse is this community?
So we have three main big branches, which are in Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there are a number of people who aren't in those areas either. So we have basically what happens is there is an email list which people join, where people can discuss polyamory and get helpful articles and advice. And on the list itself, there are hundreds of people on this particular list.
Uh-huh.
And then we have monthly get-togethers where people can ask for support and advice, and you can make new friends, you know, because it's very helpful to be able to interact with other people who are also going on the same sort of journey. And those happen in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and Durban. And in terms of diversity, I mean, people of all colors and races have come to meetings and have joined the list. So I would say that it is fairly diverse.
Mm. In terms of your children, you said do you have children yet, or you
No, I don't have children, but okay. my boyfriend does have children.
Okay. How open are you likely to be with your own children? How open is your boyfriend with his children about the polyamorous lifestyle?
So I think that the children see us as like aunties and uncles, you know. You spend time with them and you bond with them, and you actually, if you're in a relationship for long enough, you could almost become another parental figure towards them. In that, like, polyamory allows you to create the sense of community, and that there's more adults around to supervise and look after the children. I mean, in terms of being open with them, I mean, they're kids. So I know monogamous people generally don't, you know, have sex in front of the kids, and neither do polyamorous people.
I hope not, yes.
You know what I mean? It's not a sexually charged environment at all. It's very, I would say that we are as comfortable around each other as a monogamous couple are in front of children, if that makes sense.
Sure. I'm sure there'll be a kiss here and there. You'll hold hands here and there. Isn't it confusing
for
the children that yesterday Auntie Betty was here, and today it's Auntie somebody else, and so it goes?
Well, yes, but not in a sense of that it's sexually charged at all. In just a case of like they would probably see us as being extremely good friends with their parents.
Uh-huh. So you don't necessarily behave. So I suppose I'm trying to get a sense of whether or not they would see perhaps a sibling of their parents. So their actual aunt and uncle, you wouldn't actually be touchy-feely with them, but with your partner you would be acting in a different way.
Yes,
and if they see the differences, surely they must wonder why that is.
I think it depends on the age of the children.
Okay.
So if the children are still, you know, like prepubescent, I think that they might wonder, and then one would explain to them, you know, that mommy loves daddy, mommy loves this person, etc. Okay.
Mm-hmm,
and I think as the children get older and they can understand concepts more, and you're doing, you know, sex education with them or whatever, you can then start explaining to them perhaps more the concept of polyamory, that you know, this is my boyfriend and my husband.
Yeah.
You know, that once they get old enough to grasp it and understand the concept.
And would you be comfortable with your children being in polyamorous relationships?
Yes, I would, because I think that if you are polyamorous, generally people who are polyamorous learn to communicate extremely well. And be very and try and do a lot of like soul searching and self searching, like what emotions am I feeling and why, and how can I express that to somebody else?
Mm.
Because obviously, you know, you need to go through you need to look at your own jealousy or any insecurities you might have, and really do a lot of work on yourself. And then when it comes to opening the relationship up. There's so much communication that you need to be doing with all of your partners to make sure that everybody is all right and everybody's okay. That I actually think that being polyamorous teaches you to communicate extremely well for life.
Fascinating indeed. Betty, let me thank you very much for joining us this morning here on Power Up. And again, that site for folks who are interested in it, it's www.polyamory.co.za.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you very much
for
your time.
Have a very nice day.
Thank you. That's Betty on the line there from Cape Town, who is a polyamorous. We found through that particular website. Hey, let me know what your thoughts are. There are some tweets already. I'll get to those in just a bit. And anyway, listen, it's December, eh? Good December. We don't say that anymore. People are asking Zirati girls, maybe because polyamory is the thing to do. I don't know. It's a minute after five. Let's get your latest news.